Yo, it's December 20th, which means tonight, Jimmy Kimmel Live, I will be on there again. Watch it again if you didn't watch it the first time. If you live in a place where there's Jimmy Kimmel Live, which would be the United States of America. Sorry, other countries. Maybe Canada. I feel like most of those shows are up in Canada. I'm not sure if Jimmy Kimmel is. I find that odd that in another country, they just watch our late night shows where they just talk like they're in America too. And they're not. They're in Canada. They're in North America. That's why they call us the States or the United States. They don't like to say America because they think they're Americans because they're in North America. But come on, man. You know what that means. That's like in New York State. People be like, I'm a New Yorker. I'm from New York. And then they're like from Long Island. Like, nah, dude, you're a Long Islander. They'll say that from, be like, where are you from? I was in Texas. Some dude's like, where are you from? Like, I'm from New York. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm from New York. That's where I used to live in New York. I'm a New Yorker. I live here now. New York, New York, New York, New York, New York. Right? And then, like, oh, where at? He's like, Rochester. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. That's not New York. That's nowhere. That's way north, west, or whatever the fuck it is. You're as close to New York City as Baltimore. Maybe further. So, watch Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight. Last night, I went to go do a show and it wasn't there. So I didn't do a show. And if you looked at my calendar and went to go see that show, you didn't, though. I know you didn't. Nobody looks at the calendar and goes sees a show from this podcast. Except for Pietro. Pietro is the only listener that I've met in real life at a show that I was on. Good dude. And I know I'm saying his name wrong. I'm saying like my friend says it, Pietro, but he's like, he said it different when I met him. I'm not sure how to say it, but thanks, Pietro. Toys R Us is closing 100-plus stores in U.S. after filing bankruptcy and weak holiday season. Bummer, man. Because if you're a kid, don't you want to go to Toys R Us? Don't you want to be in a big toy store and not just shop online? Don't you want to see all the toys and then, like, hold it before you say, hey, I want this? Or you visit the toys you can't afford as a child. You go there, you say, okay, let me see what I get. But then there's these other toys that are out of your, your parents won't buy, and you don't have any money, you're a kid. But you can visit them. Where do they do that now? There's no other toy stores. But I don't give a shit about toys, and I don't have any children. So what do I guess if I had kids, I'd be happy. That's like another place that they can't go. Be like, oh, good. I don't have to take them to fucking Toys R Us. Here's your iPad, kid. That's what I would do if I had a kid. I'd just be like, this is the world. Here's an iPad. Now, just stare at that for the rest of the day. Comcast, Cox, Frontier, all raising internet access rates for 2018. Of course they are. They got that sweet net neutrality repeal going. The internet is just going to be expensive and shitty. And thanks to the Republicans also for that tax bill that nobody knows what's in it. Who gives a shit anymore, right? We're all going to die and nothing matters. That's all I can tell myself anymore. Nothing matters. We're all going to die. This is all some kind of crazy, goofy show. That was an insight of George Carlin that I believed, then I stopped believing, saying, no, we have to. And now it's just like I throw my hands up and say, you know what? You're right. You were right, George Carlin. It's all a big shit show. Watch and say fuck it, because there's no winning. There is no winning. Doing okay for while you're alive, but you're gonna die. So what do you win? You know what I mean? It's like this brief moment. I mean, we all won. If you're listening to this podcast, you probably won in a certain respect, because you didn't end up being born in a place that where you're gonna starve or have to drink dirty water. Well, unless you live in Flint, Michigan, then your water is poison still, I think. I haven't done enough research into that. I'm not even, for as angry as I get, I definitely am not as engaged or as informed as I should be. It's too much, it's not too much work. It's definitely not too much. I could handle it. I'm like, it's too much work. No, it's not too much work. It's more work than I want to do. It's more work than I'm used to doing. Who used to have to do all this work? Obama time, did we have to do all this work? I didn't feel like I had to. Felt like I could sort of trust him. I'm sure he's up to some sneaky business. He's a politician. He was a president. He no scandals, but I'm sure he would sneak a cigarette here and there. I know that. Heather North, the voice of Scooby-Doo's Daphne, dies at 71. Rest in peace, Heather North. You one hell of a voice actor. Actress. I still don't get that. They keep switching. Some women will say it's actor no matter what, but then some say actress. Actor being, you know, saying, okay, we're going to make that just a gender neutral term, but I don't know. Bitcoin cash deals frozen as insider trading probed. Of course. Some bunch of other sneaky business. The Bitcoin doesn't make any sense. People are making a bunch of money. Something's wrong. Let's see. Florida man gets 3 life sentences plus 495 years for raping his 3-year-old son. Now, boy. Whoa. Yeah. That is a terrible, terrible thing. But this is a very serious, disgusting, heinous crime. And this person should be locked up for the rest of their days. Absolutely. Put this man in prison for his life. But to say he gets 3 life sentences plus 495 years, you're being a little childish, Judge. You're like, I'm giving you he's dead. You can't be in prison for 495 years. Quit being a child. And 3 life sentences plus 500 for 495, rounded up to 500. Say 2,000. Say 5 million. It's meaningless, you fucking... Judges are weirdos. First of all, they wear robes. Have I gone off on this lately? Because judges drive me crazy with their robes. Their robes, their raised platform, and the gavel. All 3 of those things. Get rid of it. Everybody sit at a conference table. For Christ's sake, let's have a little dignity. Let's not... What's this weird theater that you've put on? I guess a conference table doesn't work because of the nature of things. That's more of an arbitration deal. But the raised platform that they need to be on, they're not the ones doing most of the performing. Why are they on the stage? The lawyers are on the floor. They should have a stage for the lawyer. And if anything, the judge should be kind of like a little more inconspicuous, not really there. You're not supposed to be maybe not looking at that guy. Right? And then until he has to be like, you know, like he's like a referee, isn't he? Sort of. it's not quite good, but he shouldn't. And then he's wearing a robe, or she. They're wearing a robe, and then you got to call them Your Honor. What the fuck? Why am I calling you Your Honor? A lawyer maybe has to call you that. They're in the same profession. I'm just a dude trying to get rid of a parking ticket. I have to call you Your Honor? I don't know. That's the only time I've heard to talk to a judge is for a parking ticket. I went to the court and to try to get it cleared, and they just took some money off. If you show up at the court, they'll like knock it in half if you pay it right there, which I didn't do. But and I had a blind judge. A blind judge with a ponytail. It was a very odd situation. Because if you're... it was a weird day. I still... But yeah, I think judges are weird. But of course, this guy is... I don't know what you call this. The guy that raped his 3-year-old son. Oh, terrible story. Terrible story. I just don't say. I say 495 years. You're being a fuck. Don't be childish with your punishment. Say you're in jail for the rest of your life until you die. And then I would say give the guy the option to kill himself. You're not supposed to do that. It's like illegal to kill yourself. If I give him the option, why not give him the option? Leave him alone in a room with his shoelaces for like a half hour. If he kills himself with shoelaces in a half hour, he wanted to die. Oh, what are you, big deal? Maybe you need to press the reset button. He raped his 3-year-old son. What are you gonna do? You're gonna come back from that? You're gonna somehow rehabilitate and become a citizen? Well, he's never getting out of jail, but you're gonna what are you gonna do with that for the rest of your life? How old is this guy? 22. Faced 36 counts of child sex-related charges, including capital sexual battery. This guy, he was a real sexual abuse of a 3-year-old in his care. Ooh. This is a tough one. All right, I'm going to X out of that. Sorry to bum you out with such a terrible story. See you all tomorrow. I'll look for good news tomorrow. All right. See you tomorrow. We love you.